Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of True North, broadcasting live from CFUV 101.9 FM in Victoria. Catch us online at cfuv.uvic.ca. My name's Johnny. I'll be your host for this next hour, where we explore the strange and weird side of Canadian rock and pop music. And we're also heard on several other stations across the country. So what's up to everybody listening on CHUO in Ottawa, CFMH in St. John, Voice of Bombay out in Newfoundland, CJMP in Powell River, CILU in Thunder Bay, The Scope at Ryerson in Toronto, and just welcomed to the True North family, CKDU in Halifax. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the program. Since we're going across the country, I figured I'd participate in the internet as well. And we've got a website now, truenorthfm.tumblr.com. You can listen to all the past shows. Check out the playlist there. And we have a very special show lined up for you today. We have a couple guests in the studio. We got Robbie and Jason of Eraser ready to do a 20-minute set of live music to kick us off in this week's installment of True North. So stay tuned for that and a whole lot more. Thank you.
Thank you. Bear Racer.
Vote out Stephen Harper.
All right, everybody, we just had a live performance by Eraser right here on True North in the studios of CFUV 101.9 FM in Victoria. I think we'll have the gentleman behind the noise come join us in the studio. And in the meantime, let's keep this ambient vibe going with a song from Montreal group Super Cooling, their new release, Wild Blue Yonder. This is one of many excellent releases on Jeunesse Cosmique, a label I've become very familiar and very fond of over the last 6 or so months. Super Cooling is a duo of Matt May and Catherine Debard. Catherine is one of the people behind this great label, so definitely show some love for this group. The song we're going to hear is called Our Shadows Are Made of Mist. This is Super Cooling on True North.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, welcome back to True North. That was Super Cooling with the song Our Shadows Are Made of Mist from the record Wild Blue Yonder. Joined in the studio now by Eraser. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves? We'll start on the side here.
Hi, I'm Jason. That was a nice track.
Jason Lee. His name's Jason Lee.
Thanks, Robbie.
And I'm Robbie Pearson.
So you guys were telling me during that song that when you play, it's usually all improvised, and I guess that was the case today as well?
Yeah, it was, definitely.
How often do you play together?
We probably get together, like, we try to get together weekly, sort of.
Our other band, Psychosomatic Itch, practices every week, and every so often, Jason will stay and we'll do another little practice.
I saw you guys play at Drone Day here in Victoria at Open Space as well, and it was pretty cool experience seeing all the sort of ambient noisy stuff going on. Are there other people that are doing that in town that you kind of, you know, you like playing with when you do Eraser sets, or that you kind of look to as examples of what you might want to do with yours?
So far we haven't really played too often in Victoria with other bands of that same sort of genre. It's mostly the shows we played have just been playing with rock bands and stuff like that. But
Ears is definitely a good
good
band. They do like a noise sort of jam thing, but with drums and stuff, and it's really cool.
Yeah, one person in Victoria, I guess I'd say Griefer.
Sweet. Yeah, they played at the Drone Day show too, right?
Yeah, he did.
I was lucky to be able to see your setup in here, but for people listening on the radio, could you let them know a little bit of what you were using to make the noise today?
I play like this like old 50s slide guitar that I bought from Classical Guitars on Fort.
Shout out to Mike.
And just like some pedals and freeze pedal, mostly for the drone-y sounds.
And I used a Eurorack modular synth, which has a bunch of different manufacturers and a few modules that I put together from kits, and with a few different effects units.
Sweet. I've been just like diving headfirst into drone and ambient noise music lately, and I'm curious what's kind of drawn you guys to that genre, because your other band, Psychosomatic Itch, definitely maybe within the same realm in a way, but very different. So why do this, I guess?
I guess personally, I was drawn into drone just from being into musical instruments, and, you know, I wanted to be more, like, when I first started playing music, I guess I was more into rock and roll and that sort of thing, and I just wanted to get a synthesizer to play, like, some rock bands. But then, you know, you have a synthesizer for a couple days, and you end up playing with it, and it instantly is going to drone on. Depending on the type of synthesizer, I guess. But the one I had, it just droned naturally, so I was forced into it.
How about you, Jason?
I like to play a lot with like delay pedals and all sorts of effects, and that's just really fun to me. Sort of just to twiddle some knobs and kind of see what we can get.
Delay's the best effect.
Yeah, I learned that. I was at a radio conference a few weeks ago chatting to some people and learned that's the gateway, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, that's the one.
If people wanted to start making drone music of their own, what would you say? Like, how should somebody get started with something like that?
Well, I guess at this point in time, there's a lot of good synthesizers out there for quite cheap, so it's pretty easy just to get one of those going, making a drone. But you could even do it as easy enough with just a couple pedals. Like, even the cheapest ones at Long McQuaid, those would do the trick. Get like two delays. Or even one delay, really. I mean, you can just turn the feedback up, and then you got a drone, but get a few of them.
Freeze pedal.
Yeah, freeze pedal. Or loopers.
Loopers are good.
Right on.
Yeah.
You guys also just mentioned to me that your other band, Psychosomatic Itch, new record's dropping soon. Do you want to tell anybody about that?
Yeah. We got a new record. It's a lot of the same songs, but it's essentially re-recorded with our good friend, Dr. Robert Danino. And it's got, I think, how many is it? Four new songs? So, yeah.
Yeah.
Should be coming out in the next week.
So everyone, I guess, keep eyes glued to the Bandcamp pages for that one, and some new Psychosomatic Itch coming. Are you guys going to do any releases for Eraser? Or is that going to be more of a live thing?
Actually, we were going to ask you after if you could send us a recording, because our friend Andy Anderson at
Cavity
Curiosity Shop asked if he could put it out for us, because we told him we were coming here to play today.
Oh, definitely. Sounds good. It was like the genesis again. Like, the for people that don't know, that first Psycho Itch tape you guys put out was live sessions right here in the CFUV studio as well.
No better place.
Yeah. Well, there's probably better places, but it's a fun place.
Yeah, exactly.
Sweet. So thanks for coming in today, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
Yeah, no worries. Drone music on the radio, I think it's a great place for it. It fits well. Hopefully people driving home today weren't like too tripped out, or maybe that would be
you
a good thing.
You played a really nice track after Cynics, or I think it might have, if they were listening continuously, it would have mellowed them out.
If they didn't crash.
Yeah.
If they didn't kill themselves.
So let's hear a little bit more music to bring us through to the end of the show today. Got a song by Soons and Jerusalem in My Heart, Montreal bands teaming up for a special project. This track's called Self from their new self-titled album. Thank you. All right, everybody, that's going to just about do it for this week's edition of True North. Big shout out and thank you to Robert and Jason of Eraser for their live set that started us off. We just heard from Sailor Jupiter off the new Afterburners Volume 5 compilation by Bruise Tongue Records, the song Pulling Teeth. I was hyped up about that band by my pals at CHUO Radio in Ottawa, one of the fantastic stations that carries this show, and excited to have a chance to play them courtesy of that great compilation. Before Sailor Jupiter was St. John, New Brunswick's Stegosaurus from their new record Pummeled. The song was Pariah. Probably my favorite band I discovered while spending some time in St. John. Before that, Fountain from their new tape Fountain 2, the song Landline, kind of an old fave on a new record, something I've heard him play live quite a few times, and now, you know, I can spin it on the airwaves, so doing a East Coast, West Coast thing there. The set was started off by Soons in Jerusalem in My Heart from their new self-titled record. The song was called Self. Thanks again, everyone who has been listening. We broadcast live here on CFUV in Victoria. You can find us online, truenorthfm.tumblr.com. Listen to every show and check out the playlist there. The show is also heard on CHUO in Ottawa, CFMH in St. John, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, CJMP in Powell River, CILU in Thunder Bay, The Scope at Ryerson in Toronto, and joining us, CKDU in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Going to leave you with a song from Tough Age and their new release on Mint Records. The album's called I Get the Feeling Central, and we're going to go out with the tune called Snakes and Ladders. Thanks everyone for listening, and stay tuned for more great campus and community radio coming your way.